Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Friends, hello, friends. How are you? I wanted to share with you today a little bit about what worked for me when it came to writing down goals. And when it came, you see, I'm a goal setter, but I am a goal getter. I get my goals, but that wasn't always the case. That was not always the case. Welcome, everybody. My name is Marty Angel. I am known as the Latina coach, business coach, and I'm also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. I'm so happy that you are here joining us today. Today, we're talking about how to move from being a goal setter to a goal getter. And mind you, I've had a lot of coaches. I've had a lot of coaches in my time, and paid for some very expensive coaches. And all of them would tell you the same thing. You want to write your goals based on a day, when, a timeline. So you write your goals, let's say, it is my goal to get 10 new customers a week and to have 20 new customers by June 14th, 19, whatever, or 20, whatever, right? So there was always that time element. And for me, what that used to mean was I was always afraid that I wouldn't reach it. So rather than to say, I'm afraid I'm not going to reach it, what was happening, my friends, was I was not setting goals. I was not always an organized goal setter and a pen and paper type of goal setter. Now, one of the things that I really want to share with you is that it took a really long time for me to realize that in order to become a goal getter, I needed to be okay with being a goal setter. So as we're talking about that, we need to go deep down inside of us and find out what is it that you feel afraid of? What is it that maybe perhaps you could figure out that doesn't work for you, so that you can figure out what does work for you? Now, I know I am the one that's always saying, don't focus on what's going wrong, but sometimes you do need to know what doesn't quite work for you so that you can fix it and make it work for you. So for me, writing down my goals in a way that sounded so cold, it sounded so linear, and it sounded so unattainable. That was really important for me to be able to come to that space of knowingness. So I want to share with you how I overcame that. Es muy importante que sepamos la diferencia entre escribir nuestras metas y luego llegar al punto donde hacemos que las metas se hagan realidad. So that's really what the message is today, is that I want to share with you my story, and hopefully my story will help you become a goal getter, not just a goal setter. So you have to look deep inside, and this all has to do with the type of entrepreneur that you are. When you really understand the type of entrepreneur that you are, when you understand your entrepreneurial archetype, then, my friends, you can write goals that are going to help you. When I first created this test, because I created a test, being an educator, I created this quiz. I don't want to say test. I created this quiz to help people like you and me figure out what was it going to take for me to become that goal getter. Not to stay focused and inundated in the mucky muck of everything I'm not, all my weaknesses and all of those things that I wasn't doing right. See, there was a time where they would say, find out what your weaknesses are so that you can pull them up and have them match your strengths. We're well beyond that. We are in the age of collaboration. And when we collaborate, we become twice as strong as we are one. Twice as strong as we are one. And that simply means that you've got to know what your strengths are. Not just, I think this is the way that I like it, or I think this is the way that works for me, but you really got to hone in on what are your strengths and know your weaknesses so that you can collaborate with somebody whose strengths are your weaknesses. Really, really mind-blowing, really life-changing when you can actually collaborate with someone who actually complements you. And when you're in business, knowing that entrepreneurial archetype really, really helps. So I want to invite you, as we move forward in this talk, I want to invite you to stop by my website, www.marty, that's Marty with an I, martyangel.com. And as soon as you hit that website, I have it set up as a pop-up, and it says, Know Your Entrepreneurial Archetype. It's a free quiz. And I promise you that once you begin to understand and know what your entrepreneurial archetype is really all about, then you can begin to form those strong collaborations that are so key to your success, as well as how to write your goals so that you can become a goal getter, not just a goal setter, or even back one step, like I was for a long time, was I wasn't even a goal writer. I didn't even write my goals, so I didn't set goals, so I couldn't achieve goals, right? So I want to invite you to think about that. Now here, because I am an entrepreneurial archetype that is just a go-getter, but I'm also right-brained, I needed to find something that was going to work for me, that was going to spark the spirit inside me, enliven my fun personality. And for me, that meant writing goals in a way that was fun and as if I had already achieved them. Let me give you an example. One of my goals was to be able to have 10 people enroll in my group coaching plan and for a certain amount of money. And so how did I write the goal? I didn't write the goal like many gurus say. I didn't write the goal like this. I didn't say, I will have 4 or 10 new customers paying me this amount of money to for my group coaching plan by, you know, this date. Even though that's how they tell you to write it. But you see, being an educator, being a, you know, first I was an elementary school teacher, then I was a middle school teacher, then I was a high school teacher, then I was a mentor teacher, then I was an assistant principal, then I was a principal. Here's what I have learned, and then I became an advocate for special ed, and here's what I know. What I know is that we all have a special learning style. Just like we all have an entrepreneurial archetype, you have a learning archetype. And I knew that mine was, I was driven, but I wanted to have fun. It wasn't all, you know, stick in the mud type thing. So I found out that for me, what worked for me is for me to write the goal, and I still have it right up here. I write it like this. My goal, which is on a big, you know, 8x10, and I wrote it and it says, OMG, I am so jazzed and excited that I have just sold 10 spots in my group coaching plan for, then I would put the amount, and I will sell 10 new ones to 10 awesome folks next month as well. Now notice how that wording was so different. You know, it was just like, I am so jazzed and happy. Now I know I even coached for a while with, I forgot his name, big coach. And the one, and you'll know because he tells you to write your goals. I am so happy and grateful now that. And I tried that too, but it didn't work for me. I still try it every now and then, but really what works for me is when I say, OMG, I am so jazzed, so excited, so pumped because I just sold 10 new spots to my group coaching plan for the amount for this month of, and then I would put the month. And it was, or for the next 6 months. And it was just like that all of a sudden was the way that I was writing goals. And that sparked all the fire in me. And that made it so that I was able to reach my goals. I started becoming a goal getter, not just a goal setter. Because I found out that for me, with my entrepreneurial archetype, the verbiage meant a lot. I had to use those words that could trigger an emotion in me that was really powerful. So if you're anything like me, excited to really rock your six figures, then what I invite you to do is to go to www.martyangel.com, take the entrepreneurial archetype test so that you know your strengths and you can begin to look for people to collaborate with whose strengths are your weaknesses. And then you can begin to write goals in a way that sparks that drive, that determination, that excitedness, that happiness, that feeling of yes, it can happen inside of you. And then, my friends, you're going to be able to go from a goal setter to a goal getter. But take the quiz. And then I'll tell you what, if you take the quiz and then you come back to me and tell me, Marty, there are four entrepreneurial archetypes. So if you come back and tell me, Marty, I took the test and this is my entrepreneurial archetype, I'm going to put your name in my special box so that I can make sure I reach out to you personally and send you a small little gift. Does that sound like something that would be fun for you? I hope so. Because this world in this lifetime is too short to spend worrying about things and not being in good health and not being in collaborative groups that are going to speed your success. Success likes speed. The universe likes speed. So learn your entrepreneurial archetype, write down all of your strengths, write down your weaknesses so that you can then say, okay, this is what I need to collaborate with. Somebody that has all of these things that tend to be my weaknesses. For me, it's systems, right? I know systems, I can figure out systems, but then beyond that, I need somebody else. So I knew that that was my weakness, and now I'm collaborating with somebody that can help me out, and it is freaking amazing, and that's what I want for you. And together, we are rocking our business, and we are rocking those six figures, because your mindset from a five-figure income to make it to a six-figure income and beyond is completely, completely different. So I want to share that with you, and I want to make sure that you go to www.martyangel.com, take the entrepreneur quiz, and then reach out to me and let me know what your entrepreneurial archetype is. I am so excited to hear what you are. Who knows? You might be just like me. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching the video, if you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, this is Marty Angel, your host, signing off and saying, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. Gracias y que tengan un hermoso día. Hermosa noche, wherever you are. God bless. Have a great one. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.